Angolan musician Tony Ngush highlights the importance of the Lobito Corridor for the development of the Southern Africa region. Tony Ngush pointed the contribution of the corridor in promoting cultural development within the region. According to him, the corridor is a bridge to connect the Southern Africa through its historical and cultural move on Imoshi, which represent the ancestors of the region.
When we look today at what the Lobito Corridor has brought in terms of aspirations, investments, and industrialization in the region, obviously we are going to link the culture to it. And what's happening right now, as a matter of fact, is what we were hoping to achieve then with our reality show. It was to motivate discussion on the industrialization and motivate the acceleration of investment at the SADC region. We stopped, but in terms of awareness, but it not stop in terms of governmental procedures. Now we have to catch up. Bringing artists to comply with what has been already achieved in terms of governmental projects in the region will be easier for us. So we cannot build nations or develop people's community without taking into account what really express their existence, which is culture. And hopefully what the industrialization helps in culture is the social responsibility findings that are going to make it easy. But then still we need to be strongly organized and strategic in not to fail. And that's what we prepare to do. As a matter of fact, we are also ourselves being part of the investment so that it become self-sustainable.
Tony Ngush said that Lobito Corridor represents the anthropological way that the ancestors of this region used 1,000 years ago.
When we talk about Lobito Corridor, we're not just talking about the railway. We're talking about the anthropological ways that our ancestors walked thousands of years ago. And we're talking about the Kwanza River that is born in Bie, Quito. We're talking about Kasai River that is born in Mushiko. It's the same corridor. We're talking about Zambezi Bay. So we're talking about the Bay of Kasai in Congo, Atlantico. We're talking about the Bay of Kwanza in Luanda, Atlantico, all the way to Zambezi on the Indian Ocean. And we talk about Katete from Malanje all the way to Katete in Mozambique. We're talking about the Chokwe in the center of Southern Africa all the way to the Chokwe in Mozambique. So this has always been a corridor. And Lobito, as a matter of fact, the real name is Pito, Lobito. Pito is a door. The door on which our ancestors used to get into the boats that took them all the way on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean. We're talking Brazil, we're talking America, United States of America. So Lobito is not the railway. It's not about the port. It's about the anthropological movement. And we need to manifest it with gratitude today because it's become a spot of industrialization. And we have to make presence because we represent our ancestry.
Tony Ngush said that Imoshi inspired a big movement around the Southern Africa.
As fruit we have seen since we launched Imoshi, and Imoshi in Angola was more represented by Weza Angola. And Weza Angola had a television show that was focusing on exposing different elements in the country of our culture that were not known and that needed courage to be brought up. And the presenter of that project is the current president of the administration of this national radio. That's as a recognition of our work, despite his talent as journalist and his career as journalist. But what we see today is that we inspired a bigger movement around. We never wanted like the whole country just to talk about Imoshi. We wanted people to do it by themselves, and it doesn't matter what name they give it. We are more like an inspiration. We did it. Today we see everybody thinking about our culture internally. We see today young people respecting more the idea of working toward their ancestry and demanding more respect to it. And that's what we want. We want people to think different comparing to what we realized then when we started Vimosh. Most of the people didn't know their history. Most of people would more think that we were dead and everything was more based in Portugal. Today they think different. So Imosh gave its big contribution. And this movement is what we are going to collect, harvest, to do integration through this economical and logistic availability that Corridor of Lobito brings.
That was Angolan singer and film producer Tony Ngushi.